The following are purports to the narration of the Gundicha Temple cleansing. The Gundicha Temple is situated 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath Temple. At the time of the Ratha Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha Temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. And after 1 week, Jagannath returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. A cubit is about a foot and a half. The main temple inside is about 36 cubits by 30 cubits, and the Kirtan hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his or her heart, then one must first cleanse the heart as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shiksha Ashtaka, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as is confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kriti antaksto hi abhadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and the first result will be that the heart is cleansed, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Similarly, the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this statement by the words of Suta Goswami to the sages of Naimisharanya headed by Shaunaka Rishi. Srinvatang Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridi Antaksto Hi Avadrani Vidhu Noti Suhrit Satam. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is the Param Atma, the Super Soul, within everyone's heart, and who is the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of that devotee who relishes Krishna's messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So if a devotee at all wants to cleanse his or her heart, one must chant and hear the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna. Srinvatang Svakata Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because Krishna is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart and Krishna wants to give directions. But one has to keep his or her heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. Therefore, the devotee has to cleanse his or her heart just as Lord Chaitanya cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way, one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. However, if the heart is filled with straw, grains of sand, weeds, or dust, in other words, anyabilasha purna, then one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead therein. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruitive work, speculative knowledge, the mystic yoga system, and so many other forms of so-called meditation. The heart must be cleansed without ulterior motive. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. In other words, there should not be any external motive. One should not attempt material upliftment, understanding the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruitive activity, severe austerity and penance, and so on. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive Krishna's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. A material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, this is called economic development. An inordinate, unreasonable desire for economic development is considered to be like straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will always remain disturbed. As stated by Narottama Das Thakur, Sanchara Vishanale Dibanishi Hiyajvale Judaite Na Koinu Upai. In other words, endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. Material enjoyment includes activities such as great sacrifices for auspicious activity, charity, austerity, elevation to the higher planetary system, and even trying to live happily within this material world. Modernized material benefits are like the dust of material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus, the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities, but people do not know how, life after life, they are keeping their hearts unclean. One who cannot give up the desire for fruitive activity is understood to be covered by the dust of material contamination. Karmis generally think that the interaction of fruitive activities can be counteracted by another karma or fruitive activity. This is certainly a mistaken conception. If one is deluded by such a conception, he or she is thus cheated by one's own activity. Such activities have been compared to an elephant's bathing. An elephant may bathe very thoroughly, but as soon as the elephant comes out of the river, the elephant immediately takes some sand from the land and throws it all over its body. If one suffers due to his or her past fruitive activities, one cannot counteract one's suffering simply by performing auspicious activities. The sufferings of human society cannot be counteracted by any such material plans. The only way suffering can be mitigated is by Krishna consciousness. When one takes to Krishna consciousness and engages in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, the cleansing of the heart begins. When the heart is actually cleansed, one can clearly see the Lord sitting there without any disturbance. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto, the Lord confirms that he sits within the heart of the pure devotee when the Lord advised Durvasa Muni after he had offended Ambarish Maharaj. sadhavo hridayang mahyam, sadhunang hridayang tu aham. Impersonal speculation, monism, merging into the existence of the Supreme, speculative knowledge, mystic yoga and meditation are all compared to grains of sand. They simply cause irritation to the heart, and no one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such activities. Nor do we give the Lord a chance to sit in our hearts peacefully. Rather, the Lord is simply disturbed by them. Sometimes yogis and jnanis in the beginning take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as a way to begin their various practices. But when they falsely think that they have attained release from the bondage of material existence, they give up chanting. They do not consider that the ultimate goal is the form of the Lord or the name of the Lord. Such unfortunate creatures are never favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for they do not know what is devotional service. Lord Krishna describes such people in the Bhagavad Gita in this way: Tan ahang dvishata kuran sangsareshu naradaman kshipami ajasram ashubhan asurishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I, Krishna, perpetually cast such persons into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. By his practical example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us that all the grains of sand must be picked up thoroughly and thrown outside. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the outside of the temple, fearing that the grains of sand would once again come within the temple. In this connection, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that even though one may become free from the desire for fruitive activity, sometimes the subtle desire for fruitive activity again comes into being within the heart. One often thinks of conducting business in order to improve devotional activity, but the contamination is so strong that it may later develop into misunderstanding, which is described as kutinati, or fault-finding, and pratishta asha, the desire for name and fame or for high position, jiva hinsa, envy of other living entities, nishidachar, accepting things which are forbidden in the shastra, kama, desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity. The word kutinati means duplicity. As an example of pratishta asha, one may attempt to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur by living in a solitary place, but one's real desire may be for name and fame. In other words, one thinks that fools will accept one to be as good as Haridas Thakur just because one lives in a solitary place. All of these are material desires. A neophyte devotee is certain to be attacked by other material desires as well, namely desires for women and money. In this way, the heart is again filled with dirty things and becomes harder and harder, like that of a materialist. Gradually, one desires to become a reputed devotee, or even an avatar or incarnation. The word jiva hinsa, or envy of other living entities, actually means stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Preaching work is described as paropakar, welfare activity for others. Those who are ignorant of the benefits of devotional service must be educated by preaching. If one stops preaching and simply sits down in a solitary place, he or she is engaging in material activity. And if one desires to make a compromise with the Maya bodies, he or she is also engaged in material activity. A devotee should never make compromises with non-devotees. By acting as a professional guru, mystic yogi, or miracle man, one may cheat and bluff the general public and gain fame as a wonderful mystic. But all of this is considered to be dust, straw, and grains of sand within the heart. In addition, one should follow the regulative principles and not desire illicit sex, gambling, intoxicants, or meat. To give us practical instructions, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansed the temple twice. Lord Chaitanya's second cleansing was more thorough. The idea was to throw away all the stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya cleansed the temple with firm conviction, as is evident from Lord Chaitanya's using his own personal garments for cleaning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see personally that the temple was thoroughly cleansed to the standard of clean marble. Clean marble gives a cooling effect. Devotional service means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. In other words, it is the process by which the mind is cooled. The mind can be peaceful and thoroughly cleansed when one no longer desires anything but devotional service. Even though all dirty things may be cleansed away, sometimes subtle desires remain in the mind for impersonalism, monism, success, and the four principles of religious activity, which are known as dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. But all of these are like spots on clean cloth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to cleanse all of these away. And by his practical activity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informs us how to cleanse our hearts. And once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down, and we should observe the festival by distributing prasadam and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to teach every devotee by his personal behavior. So everyone who spreads the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepts a similar responsibility. Lord Chaitanya was personally chastising and praising individuals in the course of the cleaning, and those who are engaged as acharyas must learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to train devotees by their personal example. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with those who could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. This is called anartha nivritti, cleansing the heart of all unwanted things. Thus, the cleansing of the Gundicha Mandira was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and soothed in order to receive Lord Sri Krishna and enable Krishna to sit within our hearts without any disturbance. Recorded June 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Arunang nayanang charanang vasanang Vadane skalitang svaka namadaram Kurute suratang jagata jivanang Pranamami shachi suta gaudavaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gaudavaram Arunang Nayanang Charanang Vasanang Vadane Skalitang Svaka Namadharam Kurute Surasang Jagatak Jivanang Pranamami Sachi Suta Gaudavaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gaudavaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gaudavaram Arunang Nayanang Charanang Vasanang Vadane Skalitang Swaka Namadharam Kurute Surasang Jagatak Jivanang Pranamami Sachi Suta Gaudavaram 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 Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Vishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya 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 Gaura Hari Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madan Gopal Mohan Rupa Mohan Rupa Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jai Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jai Sachinandana Gora Hari Jaya Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari Jai Sachinandana Gora Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Gauranga's eyes, the soles of his feet, and his clothing are reddish like the color which heralds the rising sun. And as Lord Chaitanya utters his own holy names, Lord Gaura's voice falters. Lord Chaitanya awakens a sweet flavor to life throughout the entire universe. I bow down to Sachi Sutta, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi, known as Vishvambara, Gaurasundara, Gaurachandra, Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Now the purports to this chapter continue. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the word Bahirmukha refers to a person who is very busy tasting material enjoyment. Such a person always poses him or herself as an enjoyer of the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
and being attracted by external opulence, the non-devotee always forgets his or her intimate relationship with Krishna. Such a person does not like the idea of becoming Krishna conscious. This is explained by Srila Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when he is answering the questions put forward by his father Hiranyakashipu. Matirna Krishne Paratakspatova Mitho Bipadyeta Griha Bratanam Adanta Gobhir Bishatang Tamisrang Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam Nate Vidu Swartha Kating Vishnung Durashaya Ye Bahir Arthamanina Andha Yathandhaya Upaniyamanas Tepisha Tantriyam Urudam Nibadha. Materialists who are overly attracted to the material body, the material world, and to material enjoyment, and who cannot control their material senses, are carried to the darkest regions of material existence. Such persons cannot become Krishna conscious, either by themselves or by a congregational effort. Such people do not understand that the goal of life for a human being is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Human life is especially meant for this purpose, and one has to go through all kinds of penances and austerities and set aside the propensity for sense gratification. Materialists always remain blind because they are always guided by blind rascals. A materialistic person considers him or herself free to act as one likes. Materialists do not know that they are rigidly controlled by the stringent laws of material nature. Nor does the materialist know that he or she must transmigrate from one body to another and thus perpetually rot in material existence. Such rascals and foolish people are lured by the prayers of their foolish leaders for sense gratification, and so they cannot understand what is meant by Krishna consciousness. Since the material world exists outside the spiritual world, and since a foolish materialist cannot estimate the extent of this material sky, then what can they possibly know about the spiritual sky? Materialists simply believe their imperfect senses, and thus they do not take instructions from the revealed scriptures. But according to Vedic civilization, one has to see through the authority of the revealed scriptures. Shastra Chakshu. One should see everything through the medium of the Vedic literature, because in this way, one can thus distinguish between the spiritual world and the material world. But those who ignore such instructions cannot be convinced of the existence of the spiritual world. And because they have forgotten their spiritual identity, such materialists take this material world as the all in all. Therefore, they are called Bahir Mukha. Recorded June 7, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha. Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Parangyanam, Vasudeva Parangtapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatahi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Sri Krishna. Yoga is for realizing Krishna. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Krishna only. Krishna is the supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed simply to know Krishna. Dharma, or religion, is the rendering of loving service unto Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the supreme goal of life.